God According to God, A Physicist Proves We've Been Wrong About God All Along by Gerald Schroeder quotes. The claim in Psalms that the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament proclaims His works, Psalms 19 verse 2, is not a mere metaphor. The study of nature, even with all its intellectual rigor, is filled with spiritual wonder. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel except the Hivri, the persons of Given, Josh 11:18-19. From this almost seemingly afterthought, that one city made peace, we learn that Joshua offered peace to all the cities. That all but one refused was their choice. Perhaps giving up child sacrifice, if you are addicted to it, is not so simple. Having neighbors who practice these abominations is socially destructive to the entire society. In offering peace, Joshua was not abrogating God's command. He was merely executing its actual intention, to get rid of the abominations, not necessarily the abominators. To put these acts into perspective, consider living next to a home from which screams of horror and anguish regularly emanate. You discover the cause. Dad is busy raping his daughters while Mom gets her pleasure by snuffing out her cigarettes on Junior. If you don't take action, then you too are a monster. Now consider discovering that your neighboring village is actively conducting these abominations. That's what Joshua discovered upon his entry to Canaan. I imagine even an avowed atheist steeped in relative morality would recoil at such horror. There was no divine command for genocide. The Canaanites had to either live as decent humans or get out. Had the world taken a lesson from these biblical chapters, Hitler, Pol Pot, and Stalin would have been footnotes to, and not chapters in, history. Being overly righteous and forgiving, reasoning, after all it's their custom, so why should we impose our values on them? Is no virtue. There is a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Don't be overly righteous or too wise, why destroy yourself, Eccle 3:8-7:16. Of course the perfection of nature's laws for sustaining life in our universe in no way suggests the existence of other less life-friendly universes. The perfection of our universe's laws of nature is a fact. What it implies is that this perfection is so highly improbable that some explanation other than a simple one-time random event is required. If we are the only universe, then Scientific American has inferred that we are indeed living in a designer universe. The Bible claims that the explanation for this perfection is the will of God. The probability that any one galaxy would have more than one life-bearing stellar system is slim indeed. Of course, this estimate relates only to the possibility of finding conditions that would nurture life once it started. We learn nothing here concerning the properties required for the inception of life. Since we have no knowledge as to how life started on Earth, and started remarkably rapidly, there are no data on which to base an estimation that might indicate the likelihood of life originating on any one of those rare life-friendly planets. Considering the uniqueness of our home in space, chances are that we are alone in our galaxy and possibly alone in the universe.